Today's shiur is Masechta Ervin Daf Nun Zayin, and we will begin in Mitzvah Shema Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, three lines from Banam Abaya Omar. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had quoted a brisa, where Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi discussing the Ore Halavim. The Ore Halavim had, there were 48 Ari Levium, the 6 Ari Miklat, and the 42 other Ari Levium. And the Gemara had said that around each one of the Ari Levium, the Torah says, we have to have 2,000 Amma. 1,000 Amma should be a Migrish, should be a place that's left completely open. And another 40 Amma, another 1,000 Amma could be where we plant trees. And then Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi had made a statement. He had made a statement that when we speak about the Ore Halavim, the Migrosh that we just identified, the 1,000 Amma around the city that is left open, says the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, is a quarter of the entire area. And of course, it's a very difficult statement to understand. And the Gemara gives us four different explanations. We learned one explanation in our previous year. Now the Gemara begins, that was Rava's explanation. Today's Gemara begins with Abaya's explanation. So the Gemara, Abaya Omar Mishkach Slanama, we could come out how we'll have 1,000 by 1,000, how we'll have that this should take up a quarter. B'masa, in a city that have an alpha by alpha, that the size of the city is 1,000 by 1,000. In Rava's explanation, the size of the city was 2,000. In Abaya's explanation, as is shown in diagram 206, it's going to be 1,000 by 1,000. Tchumun kamahava. So the Gemara says, if we look in such a city and we try to decide the tchum, how many boxes, how big is each tchum? 1,000, because that's the size of the city. 1,000 by 2,000. So that means each one of the tchumim, as we look in this box, if we combine all the tchumim in this diagram, they take up 8 boxes. Kronos. But as we've discussed in our previous shiur as well, there are corners. We always square the city. So we, in taking into consideration the kronos, we're going to have the 4 kronos. The 4 kronos take up 16 boxes, because the kronos are each 2,000 by 2,000. So the kronos are 16 boxes, and the tchum is 8 boxes. Dal, arba the tchum of arba the kronos. So now, take for the area of the migrish, 4 boxes of the tchum, and 4 boxes of the corners, as is shown with this blue line. So that will take that will give you a total. Dal arba de tchum of arba de tchumus. Take for the corners, from the corners and from the tchum of 4 boxes. Kamahava. How many does that equal? That equals 8 boxes. But ask the Gemara, if we count the amount of boxes we have all together. So we began with 8 boxes for the tchumim, 16 boxes for the corners. 16 plus 8 equal 24. It was saying that the migrosh is 8 of those 24. So 8 to 24 is a third, not a quarter. So ask the Gemara, how does that work with what we learned? Tilsahava, it's going to take up a third. And we're trying to come up that it should take up a quarter. Answers the Gemara. Mi savrit brebu kamar. Don't explain that the Bryce is talking about a city which is a square. Diagram 207. Mi savrit brebu kamar. Don't explain that the city we're speaking about is a square. Bigula kamar. It's a round city. Now, kama maruba yasser al eagle. Whenever we have a square versus a circle, So as we discussed many times, a square, if you put a circle into a square, the square will be a quarter bigger than the circle. Dal Revia. So take off a quarter. So we take off a quarter from the eighth, because when we're looking at the tchum of the city, when we're looking at the migrash of the city, we're not going to look at the migrash of the city as a square, because this is not a square city. This is a circular city. Since we're going to look at the migrash of the city as a circle, so then that's the way we should, we're going to lose a quarter, because we just said a square is a quarter bigger than a circle. Pashalu, so we take off a quarter from eight, we'll have six. We started off with 24 boxes. Six to 24 is a quarter. So that's how we get to a formula of one quarter. Ravina attempts a different explanation and had to understand again what the Braisa meant when it said Migrash Ravina. Says Ravina the Tchumim. He says the Braisa, according to Ravina, is speaking in the following cases. He said, he explained, is as follows. The city is indeed, like we said in Rava's explanation, 2,000 by 2,000 amma. Now, we said before that how many boxes does that take up if we combine the tchum and the corners? So when you have a city that's 2,000 by 2,000, you're going to have 32 boxes. When the Gemara speaks about the Migrash, it's not speaking about the total Migrash area. The total Migrash area is indeed more than a quarter of the entire area. But what we're looking at, says Ravina, and it's shown very clearly in this diagram, 208, what we're looking at is the eight boxes that are of the Tchum area that are used for Migrash. There's more area used for Migrash. In the corners, there's going to be another four boxes. But the Gemara is ignoring those boxes. And the Gemara is only focusing on the boxes that are from the Tchum. So if we have a total of 32 boxes, and eight Tchum boxes are being used for the Migrash, eight of 32 is a quarter. That's how Ravina explains the Braisa. And as Rashi points out, it's not that Ravina means to say that we don't include the corners in the area of the Tchum. Of course we include the corners in the area of the Tchum. It's only not being included in this situation. Ravashi gives the fourth explanation. My Revia, when we speak about Revia the Kronos. Ravashi, a very interesting pshat, second pshat of Rashi, which he prefers. He says, when we, again, and this is diagram 209, he says, when we look at this picture, when we give migrash to the city, we only give the corners as a migrash. So we only use the corner of the midrash. So we don't make it, now it doesn't make a difference whether it's a small, does the size of the city makes no difference. The size of the city, the shape of the city, it doesn't make a difference. Because the corners are what we look at. And they are, each corner is a corner of 1,000 amma by 1,000 amma. And therefore, the migrash is a quarter, the four boxes for every city. That means the corners, which means if we, again, looking at this diagram, we see that there are 16 corner boxes. When we look at the 16 corner boxes, four of those corner boxes are migrash. 4 of 16 is a quarter. And that's how we get to the number of a quarter. So now, according to Rav Ashi, the definition of chronos is just the opposite of the definition of what Ravina said. Ravina was only focused on the Tchum area, and Rav Ashi is only focused on the Kronos area. So we've had here four different explanations in this Gemara, and the Rashba says, why did we have to end up with four different Pshatim? Why did each man, the Amr, not agree with the other opinion? Abaya wasn't satisfied with Rava's Teretz, because according to Rava, we have to speak about the city itself together with the Tchumim and the Kronos. And Abaya felt that when the Gemara speaks about the corners, the city should not be taken into consideration. Rava, Ravina, didn't like Abaya's Teretz, because according to Abaya, the Gemara has to be speaking about a round city. And Ravina wanted to speak about a square city. Rav Ashi wasn't satisfied with Ravina's Teretz, because we have to explain that the city is talking about, as we said a moment ago, that the city we're speaking about is 2,000 Amma with 2,000 Amma. And the advantage of Rav Ashi's Pshat is that we're able to speak about any city, any size, and any shape, and still come up with the same Teretz. Amlei Rabbana Rav Ashi, but the Rabbana answered Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, as we said a moment ago, has a very interesting interpretation in the halacha of Migrash. According to Rav Ashi, the definition of Migrash is only given to the corners. There's no Migrash used in the area of the Tchum. Ask the Gemara, how could you say such a pshat? Ask the Gemara, Vasavas Ksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, when the Torah Kedosha speaks about the Migrash put around the cities of the Levium, it says the Torah, Migrashay Irim, Migrashay Orim Shatitnu Levium, Makir Ir V'chutzaloi, Elef Amma Saviv. So we see that it's around the entire city, not only in the area of the corners. Answers the Gemara, my Saviv, when the Pasuk uses the word Saviv, says the Gemara, it doesn't mean entirely Saviv the city, it only means Saviv the Kronos. And says the Gemara, Dilei Temahachi, what the Gemara is going to say now is that sometimes we find that the Torah Kedosha uses the word Saviv, and even though the Torah Kedosha uses the word Saviv, it doesn't necessarily mean all around. Dilei Temahachi, I'll prove to you, Gaba Oila Diksiv, the Torah speaks about the carbon oila, and we know that the essential avodah that's done by all carbonos is the Zrikas Adam. And the Torah, when it speaks about the Zrikas Adam of a carbon oila, the Torah says, V'zorku es Adam al Mizbeach Soviv. You should put the dam around the Mizbeach. Hochanami, will you say that since the Torah uses the word Soviv, you'll say it means Soviv Mamish? But we know that the halacha is that you put it on the corners, and you put shtayim shen arba, you put two on two corners, and then the blood goes at each side in each direction, and that's how you have soviv. So you see that even though the Torah used the word soviv, it doesn't mean necessarily soviv. It doesn't mean around and around. Says the Gemara, here too, hachinami, even though the Torah soviv the kronos, it means only on the corners. Says the Gemara, hachinami, the same thing will be said here as well. Even though the Torah uses the word Saviv, Hachanami, even though the Torah uses the word Saviv, it means my Saviv, Saviv the Kronos. I saw a beautiful pshat from the Malbim. It says there are two words in Lashon Kodesh that are similar but are not identical. One is the word Saviv and one is the word Hekif. He says when the Torah uses the word Hekif, it means an entire around the entire area. However, when the Torah uses the word Saviv, it doesn't mean necessarily around the entire area. But then he goes on to say, it makes a difference if the Torah uses the word saviv once, or the Torah uses the word saviv twice. If the Torah uses the word saviv twice, then it means indeed around and around, entirely around. However, when the Torah only uses the word saviv once, as is the case by the Migdashei HaLeviim, or as is the case by the Karban Ayla, there means, that it doesn't mean necessarily around and around. And again, the Malbim, with his tremendous bekiyas in Tanakh, was able to show that from all the various psukim. Ask the Gemara. We said that when we have a round city, then the Migrash is also measured in a circle. Omle Rav Chavivim Chuznoi Rav Ashi. Said Rav Chavivim to Rashi, Vikam Mersha Dekarnta. What about the corners that we add to circular city? We have learned many times in these shiurim that whenever we have a circular city, we add the corners. And that entire city is considered square. So ask the Gemara, if we're adding corners to the circular city, then how do we get that there's only a migrash around the city of 1,000 amma? Says the Gemara, b'masa gilta, you said it's a round city. But ask the Gemara, v'ribua. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara, the way Rav Chavivi knew that we're talking about a round city. But then he asked the question that we added corners. Rav Ashi, however, assumed that Rav Chavivi was not speaking about a round city. He was speaking about a square city. And therefore he answered that we're speaking about a round city. So now Rav Chavivi explains his question. Now that you've identified that even though we're speaking about a round city, but the halacha tells us to make a round city into a square, so once we make it into a round, into a square, so then the calculations we had are off. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. The Meiri has a different way of understanding the Gemara. Rav Chavivi held we're talking about a square city, to which Rav Ashi asked, if it was a square city, then the numbers are off. And then he said, okay, so we're talking about a circular city, to which he asked, if it's a circular city, we still have to make it into a square, and then numbers will be off. Answers the Gemara, Eim damrinan k'chazin k'merabah. This that we said that we take a circular city and we treat it like a square, the Rivu Vadimim Rabbona, it's still not a circular city. That means if we make it into a square city for Hilchas Tchumim, as we've been learning, or for the Tchum of the Ari Aleviim, for the Tchum Shabbos, it's still a circular city. That physical fact can't be taken away. Now the Gemara goes back to Gemara that we learned on Daf Nun Vav Amabez. We learned that when we have a city and we want to measure the tchum, so we don't measure it in a straight line. We measure it in a straight line in a diagonal straight line. We measure it in a straight line. But by measuring it in a straight line, we gain, as we explained, that the diagonal line will be, instead of just 2,000 amma, 2,800 amma. Ask the Gemara, Michti, let's understand the math. Kama maruba yasal ha'igol. How much is the area of a square bigger than the circle that's put into the square? That means, how much do we add a third? So ask the Gemara, if you want to add, so why are we saying 2,000 gives you 2,800? Hatamni meya, shit mei v'shitin v'shevin nechit losahu. It's 266 and two-thirds is a third more. Amalei answers the Gemara, hanimili b'gula migur ribua. This formula is correct if you're putting a circle into the square. Ava b'lachsona, but if you want to measure the diagonal of a circle versus the straight line, there the difference is 1.4. Every amma in the square, amsa treich musha b'sklana. Any straight line, when we measure on the diagonal, would be 1 2/5. And therefore, 2,000 will give you a number of 2,800. But it's interesting, the Tosfos, the very maskil kol amsa, points out that the number is not exact. We know that the number of pi, that's the formula, it is not exactly 1.4. So Tosfos says, we see from here that when Chazal made these calculations, they didn't make it to the exact T. And based on this, Ramosha and Achuva and the Shalos Chuva Sigrus Moshe, Yoridei Chelik Beis Simin Kuf Mem Vav, says that we see from here that Chazal didn't expect us to do something to a great difficulty. The Shiloh that he's discussing there is checking vegetables, fruits for worms. Does the halacha require us to use a microscope? As he says that of course it doesn't require us. We're required to do what we can. And he quotes Rav Chaim Brisker, who says if the halacha would require us to do so, then we would never be able to breathe because there are organisms in the air. So how are we able to breathe? We're not allowed to ingest any of those organisms. The answer is that's not what the halacha expects of us. And he gives us, and Ramosha gives some other examples in that tshuva. He says we know that the knife that we use to shecht an animal or chicken has to be perfectly, no pegimus, no nicks. He says there's no requirement to use any machine to make that determination. The shaykhet uses his fingernail to make that determination. Similarly, we know that the halacha is that a tefillin have to be a perfect square. He says there's no obligation to take a ruler or take a machine to determine the square of a tefillin. As long as it looks to us that it's fine, that's all that the halacha requires of us. The halacha doesn't require of us to do any more than that. Begins the Gemara, a new Mishnah. The halacha is that every city, nois nekaf refleah divrei Rameya. According to Rameya, every city is given, before we start counting the tchum, we give every city a karfif, 70 amas and 2/3. Gemara is going to speak about this at length. Where do we get the number of a karfif? So, because as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, the dimensions of the Chatzar HaMishkan were the size of 17 2/3 amas. We use this halacha to teach us the din that a place that is not encircled, not enclosed for living purposes, if it's less than the size of a karfif, it's considered a full-fledged rishus yachid. If it's larger than this size, it's considered a karmos. And the Gaon Yaakov makes the point that even though there's no connection between that halacha and the Chatzar HaMishkan, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, and the halacha of karfif, that this is the simon that Chazal gave us. There was a Kabbalah by Chazal that's the size. V'cham disagree, lo amru karfif. Chazal didn't teach us the halacha of karfif, ela ben shtei yoris. Only if there's two cities, then we give yesh lezu shivim am v'shrayim. Lezu shivim am v'shrayim. If between these two cities, the 70 2/3 amis, so it means in the total we have 141 1/3 amma. Oisin karfif shteim liyos echad. This karfif makes the two cities into one, because every karfif is considered an extension of the city. And since every karfif is considered an extension of the city, so now we look at these two cities as one. And somebody could travel from his city through these two karfifs through the next city, and then only begin counting the Tchum Shabbos. V'kein teaches us the Mishnah another halacha. Shloshik faram u'shloshim. If you have three cities, that are lined up in a row. Im yesh ben shnei chatzoyne meva achas v'shlish, oisam tzoy shlish tnuyus k'echad. If we have this area between these two outer cities, and the Gemara is going to explain this halacha extensively, then the halacha is connects all the cities. Ask the Gemara, where does this number of a karfif come from? Ask the Ramanan Emili, where does this number of the karfif come from? Amar Rava, Amar Kra, the pasuk says Makira Ir v'chutza. Amar Tera, the Torah says Tain chutza, give this extra area. V'akach medoid, and then start measuring. V'chamayim, the Chum said like Amru, that the only time we said the karfif is only between two cities. Itmar says the Gemara, Rafuna Amar. Each city gets two karfifis. Says Tosfos, the very masculine Rav Huna, that even though Rav Huna says we give two karfifs to two cities, that's only when you have two cities. But if you have a city, and then you have a house, and now there's an area of two, how much do you give? Between a house and a city, you only give one karfif, but you don't give two karfifis. Furthermore, says Tosfos, even though we're only giving one karfif, that means, but if you have a series of houses from your city, and between each house there's 70 and 2/3 amos, that connects all the cities. Chibar Rav Omar, karfif l'shteyim. Two cities get only one karfif. So says Tosfos, according to Chiba Rav, even though according to the first opinion, the Rav Huna, there's a difference between two cities where you give two karfifis and a city and a house, or as we said, two houses, you give one karfif. According to Chiba Rav, when the Mishnah says that the Chum say, by a yoris, you give one karfif, but it doesn't mean only by yoris. It means by cities and by houses, we always give one karfif. Tanan asked the Gemara, V'chamayim l'ayam karfif el b'shtei yoris. So the Mishnah used the word karfif, clearly indicating that the Chum holds you only give one karfif, not two karfifis. Isn't that tiyufta de Rav Huna? Isn't that a refutation of Rav Huna? Answers the Gemara, Amlach Rav Huna, answers Rav Huna, my karfif, what did I mean when I said karfif? I meant toiris karfif. The din of karfif applies there, but not that it means that there's only one karfif. Oilam, karfif lazu, karfif lazu, each city gets its own karfif. Hachanam mistabra, and says the Gemara, it makes sense that that's the correct way of understanding the opinion of the Chachamim. Medik tani seifa, im yesh lazu shim am mishrayim, the last case of the of Mishnah, v'lezu shivim am v'shrayim, oisa karfif l'shteim liyos echad, shma mina. So we see that each city gets its own karfif. Lema asked the Gemara, for this is clearly the hevet yufta the Chibar Rav, a refutation of the opinion of Chibar Rav, because Chibar Rav said that each city, that the two cities only get one karfif, and here clearly we see that the two cities get two karfifis. Amla Chibar Rav, responds Chibar Rav, Hormani, that the Mishnah at that point is reverting back to the opinion of Rameya. Rameya holds that each city gets its own karfif. Ask the Gemara, I Rameya, if we're trying to say that that's going according to the opinion of Rameya, Hatana Lareisha, Rameya's opinion was already explained in the Reisha of the Mishnah, because Rameya says, Noisen karfif l'ir, that each city gets a karfif. So to teach us that the halacha is that each city gets a karfif, we didn't have to repeat that at the end of the Mishnah. We already learned that at the beginning of the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara Tzricha. We needed to learn it from the end of the Mishnah. Dimehi, if we only had Rameyer at the beginning of the Mishnah, Havamina, Chad l'chad v'chad l'tarti. Whether you have one city or two cities, you only give one karfif. Kamash Milan. That's why we needed Ramey at the end of the Mishnah to teach us the Latarti, when I have two cities, Treya Avinala, we give them two kafefis. V'yashminen Hocha. So ask the Gemara, so teach us the end of the Mishnah, where Ramey clearly teaches us at the end of the Mishnah that when I have two cities, we give them two kafefis, and then I'll know that din. Answers the Gemara, If we only had that, then there, when you have two cities next to each other, there's a need to have an empty space between them so that the people between the two cities should be able to manage. Aval Hossam, at the beginning of the Mishnah, where we're only speaking about one city, the like the Chika Dash Mishayu, where it's not that difficult to operate, Emaloi, maybe Ramei will hold that we don't even give one karfif. That's why the Mishnah to teach us one karfif for one city and two karfif to two cities. So we have a fundamental machlokes Ramei and Rabbanan. Ramei says we always give a karfif. By one city we give one karfif. By two cities we give two karfifis. The Chum disagree, and they say that the concept of karfif applies only when you have two neighboring cities. And we had not a machlokes of Rav Huna and Chiya bar Rav, when you have two neighboring cities, how many kafefas do you give? Where the Rav Huna said, you give, according to the Chum, two kafefas, and according to Chiya bar Rav, the Chum, you give one karfif. The Rosh quotes the opinion of the Maram Rattenberg, who says that the halacha is like Rameya, that the 2,000 amot chum of a city only begins after its karfif. Says the Ritva, that even though we're learning that Rameya is being makel and allows us to give a karfif before we start cutting the tchum, says that's only when we're counting, when we're measuring from the border of the city. But we learned earlier the concept of Ibor Ir, that sometimes if you have something, a building or whatever, jutting out of the city, then you start measuring from there. And the Rav Tzva says that we're already relying on Ibor Ir, there Ramei won't say that we rely on Ibor Ir on Karpif. The Chazon Ish says that the Rav Tzva is only talking with the Ibor Ir that we're extending the city because there's a house jutting out, and then we don't give a Karpif according to Ramei, is only referring when the house is an abandoned house. But when you have an occupied house, Ramei will hold that the city only ends after all the occupied houses. And after you have the occupied houses, then you start the karfif, and then you start measuring the 2,000 amos. Says the Gemara, tonight we learned that our Mishnah became Shloshu Kfarim and Mishloshim. If you have three villages, Im Yesh Ben Shnei Achitzoyin and Meiva Abba Ma'achav Am V'Shlish, in between the two outer villages, you have a total of 141 am and a third. It connects those three cities. And this is diagram 211. Ask the Gemara, Tamadik Emtsoi. So why are we being lenient in this case? Because we have the middle village, Halek Emtsoi. If there weren't a village in the middle, Loi, we wouldn't be able to be lenient. But says the one, Tiyuf to the Rav Huna. This is a refutation of Rav Huna. Because if the entire area, asked the Gemara, between these two outer villages is only 141 and a third amma, Rav Huna said any two villages, any two cities are entitled, each one, even according to the Chachamim, to a karfif. So if each one is entitled to a karfif on its own, why do I have to have the middle village altogether? Amalach Rav Huna. So Rav Huna responds, Hoet Malo, the base in Yeshiva, when they were learning this Mishnah, they explained, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Idi, Amar Rav Chanina, Loi Mishaloshim Amish. Our Mishnah is not speaking about three villages that are lined up one after the other. Ella, the Mishnah is referring to a situation where the Royin, Koshi Lamatel and Tsoi Benayim, if we take this middle village and we would, this is diagram 212, it would be in between them. Vein ben zeh lezeh. And now, between each one of the outer ones, there's meva arba amach v'shlish. There's only 141 amos between all of these villages. So what we've done now is done a number of things. We took this village, which is not directly in the same line with these two outer villages, but rather we've schlepped it down, we've moved it down into the middle. And now we look at this village, which is now in the middle, and we look how much space is between each one of these villages each one of the villages on the side of this middle village. And that there's no more than a total of 141 and third amma between village on the right and the middle that we brought down to the middle. And no more than 141 and third amma between the left village and the one we put into the middle. That makes them into all one long series. Royin, again, says the Gemara, Kosha Matal Emtsoi Beneim, if we schlep the middle village down, Viyu Mishloshim, and now they have three village, one lined up after the other, Vein Bein Zel Zeh, Ela Mei V'Arbam Am Chvishlish, and there's no more than 141 and a third Amma between each one of these, between the neighbors, Oysem Tzoy Shloshim Liyus Echad, it connects them all. So there's a very interesting question that the Paiskim discuss. What would be the halacha? We schlep down the villages. We schlep down this village that's in the middle. And we don't have a total of more than 282 and two-third amma separating. But we have on one village that between one village and the next, there's more than 141 and the third amma. Between the next village, there's less. So in total, we have the right amount. But we don't have, there's one place that has too much. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Tzadiches, Sif Katan Ches, quotes a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Ora Chaim Siman Tzadik Dalid, that says that would not be acceptable. It has to be that there can't be more than 141 between each one and its neighbor. We don't look at it as a total number. We look at it as individual numbers. Amalei Rav Abaye, kama yei ben chitzel emtsoi, how much, we just said a chiddush, that we are able to pull down the middle village. Says the Gemara, how much can we pull it down? Amalei, he responded, Alpayim Amma. If it's only 2,000 Amma further than the two villages that are on the same line, we could pull it down. Ask the Gemara, Vat Amrit, going back to Gemara that we learned on Daf Nun Hei and Daf Vav Nun Vav, that spoke about a city that is in the shape of a semicircle. And you said, Kavosei de Rav Abreid of Huna Rav Mistabra, Domar, we spoke there about the city that looks like a semicircle. And the question was, we're drawing a line from the two sides of the semicircle to make that should be considered the line, which is the border of the city. And we had a discussion, what's the maximum amount that could be from the city to the line? And we said, it didn't bother us, even if there's more than 2,000 amma between those houses and the line. So why over here does it make a difference? Hachi hashta. Answers the Gemara, the two cases are not comparable. Hasam ikambatim. There are houses around the entire semicircle. So if somebody wanted to travel and not have a problem, he could walk around all of those houses. And he'll get to the edge. Therefore, it doesn't bother, from one edge to the other edge. So it doesn't bother me how much there is in that situation. Hocha, but in our case, there's no houses that you could say such a svara. Vamle Ravel Abaya, another halocha. When we speak about the two houses and the middle house, Kamiya ben Chitzen Chitzen, how much could there be between the two outer houses? Says the Gemara, Kamiya, hey? What's the difference? My nafkel chamina. It doesn't make a difference how much area there is, how much distance there is between the two outer houses. As we said before, kol she'ilu machnas emtsoi beineim, as long as we were able to schlep the middle house down, vein bein zeh lezeh, and then once we've done that, there won't be more than mei v'arbam ach v'shlish, even if there won't be more, as long as there won't be more than 141 and third amma between each one of these neighboring villages, it'll be fine. Vafila baras alofim amma. What's going to be the halacha, even if there's a huge distance of 4,000 amma between the two outer cities will be the same halacha amalei. So Abaye said to Rava, in. Asked the Gemara, but how could you say so? V'amar Rav Una, going back to our city that's made as a semicircle, and we discussed this on Daf Nun Hey, Ira Asuya Kekeshes, when you have a city that's made like a semicircle, so we said, Im Yesh Ben Shnei Rishay Pachs Ma'arba'as Alofim Amma, if the distance between the two ends of the city, the two ends of the circle, semicircle, is less than 4,000 Amma, Moedin Allah. We can make a line, an imaginary line, and that will be the line which will be the border of the city, Filchus Tchumen. Vimlav, but if not, Moedin Allah Menakeshes. We only start counting from the area of the circle. So there we see there's a maximum of 4,000 amma. Why over here not that way? Amalei, hasam lek lemei mamoli. There, the city that's made, that looks like a semicircle, we can't say that it's full of houses in the middle. Hach ik lemei mamoli. Here, the reason we can look at all these three houses as one long city. And Tosfos explains what's the difference. He says, even though our Gemara is speaking with the three villages that are lined up, so there, when we put the middle village, when we schlep it down, it physically fills up the area between the two outer villages. And they're all considered like one village. Similarly, by a city that looks like a semicircle, we connect them. However, if the two sides of the semicircle are greater than 4,000 amma, we can't measure that way. Because if we're going to measure that way, then we're not going to be able to count the tchum from the other city. In other words, you can't have everything in life. You can't fill it up and also measure from the border. Another Pshat Taisa says that what the Gemara means, the simplest Pshat Taisa says, that from the city to this new imaginary line, there's more than 2,000 amma. And therefore, since there's more 2,000 amma, we can't fill up an area that's more than 2,000 amma. Here, that problem doesn't exist. Amalei, Rav Safel Rava, Hare Bnei Ektisfin. There were people that live in the city of Ektisfin. The Meshchinah L'Tchuma, Mahai Gisa D'Adisha, when they counted Tchum on Shabbos, they counted from one side of the city of Adisha, and they walked through. They don't count from the border of the city, but they counted from the next city. They came Bnei Adisha, Meshchinah L'Tchuma, Mahai Gisa D'Ektisfin. You had these two cities, where when they were neighboring cities, so they counted themselves as one big city to count the Tchum. But ask the Gemara, but Eka Diglas the Mafsika, isn't there the Diglas River that separates these two cities? And that Diglas was Yesem and Meiva Abim V'Achaz V'Shlish. So how could we connect these two cities? Says the Gemara, Nofik. So Rava went out, Achvalei Hanach Amtucha D'Shura. He showed him the walls of the city, the Mivli B'Diglas, there were walls of the city still in the river, B'Shivim Am B'Shrayim, within the, and therefore, which connected the two cities, and therefore, that wall connects the two cities, even though there's a river, but the river was where there was a wall first, and since the wall is still visible, that connects the two cities.